You can see her in the upcoming second season of The Guestbook, and now Carly Gibson is joining us in the studio right after this.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh yeah, we have a party in here.
Oh!
Yes!
I was not expecting all of this.
We did it just for you, actually. So, yeah, it's a big deal.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah!
It's hard for me to stay in my seat when all this is happening. I feel like, welcome to the main stage.
Ooh. Yes, and welcome to Mini Spotlight, guys. Hi, thank you so much for watching. You guys are watching Mini Spotlight, and I am your host, Amy Cassandra Martinez, and we are joined by the fantastically awesome, Lee talented, Carly Gibson.
So many hyphens.
I know, I just kept going.
What do you charge per hyphen? Because I didn't bring my checkbook.
I gave $55, I told your
people. $55?
Yeah.
So specific.
I know, yeah.
You're like, that's what my credit card payment is. So.
Yeah, you can Venmo me.
Okay.
Right? Because that's what the cool kids do, no?
That's true. We all are doing the Venmo. Yeah. I say we all, like I had like included myself. As a, we all are cool Venmo.
Yeah, we are. But we are here talking to you today. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me. This is the most fun place in the whole world.
I am so glad that you love it here.
Amy, I love it. I'm never leaving.
You've been doing that voice, and it's honestly, like, it's the greatest thing in the world.
I do it for Steve. Everything I do is for Steve.
Steve, hello.
Steve's in there.
Oh, he's our engineer. He's fantastic. He's listening right now. So, yes. Okay, so let's just get started talking about the guest book.
Let's talk about it.
Season 2 comes out Tuesday, October 23rd.
You better believe it. 10:30, 9:30 Central. And this Tuesday, or the Tuesday the 23rd that we premiere, is actually going to be a back-to-back episodes 1 and 2 special little, like, get you into it. So it's a, make sure that you tune in for both those episodes.
I like that.
It's going to be a Crazy Town USA.
Crazy Town USA. So, okay, get us started first on how you got involved with the guest book.
I first came across this, got a call from my manager about this new show that Greg Garcia was doing. And I was a huge fan of Greg Garcia prior. Obviously, I knew right away without even reading it that I was like, yeah, sign me up. when I read the script, I thought it was so funny and so original and so irreverent. What's so great about it is that, you know, it's an anthology comedy series, which is so unique.
Yeah.
It's so different. And then, you know, this character was so powerful and sassy and brazen and unapologetic and strong and, you know, just insane. And he has such a great way of writing these characters and creating these little worlds. And I just fell in love with it. I fell in love with her and all of it. So I was, you know, really excited to go in an audition, and I went in, and of course everybody and their mom wanted to be on the show. So I was like, and, you know, this was my first TV show. I came from the theater, from the Broadway world, and so I didn't really think I stood a chance, but I went in and I just, you know, Greg and I really clicked, and I got it, and I couldn't believe that I got it, but I got it. And then season one was just a dream come true. I mean, I can't speak highly enough about working with Greg and the environment that he creates on set, and it's just the most chill and fun and inclusive and creatively and artistically free space to be in. It's super rad. There's no better job in the world.
Well, and what is it like? You know, you did mention, yeah, you're coming from the stage to a TV show.
Yeah.
How did that challenge you in some ways, and how was it like, all right, this is fantastic?
I will say that theater gave me an incredible amount of discipline that I will always be grateful for. Not necessarily from like a super methody place, not that I like, I don't believe in the method. That's just like not my gig. And it's probably just because like I'm not that smart.
What?
I just, duh. Listen, it's all very surface
You've
with
gotta
me.
You've got to be smart to be in this business, though.
Well, that's true. That is true. But yeah, I think that that's part of, honestly, you know, the thing that I'm the most grateful for. What I love so much about the format of TV is that it's constantly challenging. Once you tackle something and you do it, it's done. You throw it away and you move on to the next. And that is, that aspect of it is what turns me on so much about TV. And, you know, you get one shot to do it. You know, you get, well, you can do more than one take, but they don't like you to.
Yeah. Well, that's
costs a lot of money.
Ah, that's true.
They're like,
all right, you're costing us more money. $55? Yeah, you wish.
$55?
No,
yeah.
$1,000. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something I don't think that, you know, actors that are starting out in the business
right.
really understand. But I feel like, you know, when, so I'm a minor. I've got a minor in theater.
I thought you were trying to say you are a minor, sorry, like you're not even 21.
That's not what
and
I mean.
I almost had a heart stroke, and you almost made me feel like grandma over here. I was like, you're a minor?
No.
Well, I guess a minor, you wouldn't even be 18.
Right.
You're like, I'm 11, welcome to my show.
Hi.
And then I was like, I'm going to slit my wrist.
Yeah, no. But, like, I think there's something about, you know, like, studying the craft in
absolutely
whatever way that you do. For people that are starting out, you know, I see you as a success because, you know, you've gone from the stage and learned a lot and you've, like, killed it on there. You've done, like, music, you know, that you can actually listen to right now on iTunes. Best of Me right now.
Oh, my album. I was
yes,
like,
your album. You're like, wait, what?
I was like, what are we talking about?
And then
somebody
and,
recorded me?
Yeah, it happened. And now you're on the guest book. Like, what do you think is, like, your biggest piece of advice for people starting out?
Oh, honestly, the biggest thing I tell people is just to run your own race. You know, you have to be like a racehorse in this business and put your blinders on and not pay attention to what's going on around you and not compare yourself to the paths of other people. You know, and one thing that I like to look at it when people say you must deal with a lot of rejection, that must be difficult. For me, I don't think I've ever really looked at it as rejection. You know, my life has always been a series of one door leading to another door that I never saw coming. So for me, anytime I wanted something and I didn't get it, of course I was disappointed, but I don't look at them as no's. I look at them as nudges because they're nudging me in the direction that I needed to be in. If every job I really wanted I had gotten, I wouldn't have gotten the guest book. I wouldn't have worked on One Mississippi with Tig Notaro. I would, you know, my life had to be going down this path at this time. And you just have to trust that. You have to trust and have faith in that and what you do. And also Hollywood is just musical chairs. Like if you stick around long enough, people will get, they'll just be like, just come over here and
come
be in the show.
Man. So,
Lord.
Well, yeah, musical chairs. Where do you see yourself sitting 10 years from now?
On a beach. No. you know, honestly, I just love to work. It's not necessarily, I don't have some great desire to be famous or, you know, to reach a certain echelon. I don't quantify my life by that. I just want to continue to do great work and work with people like Greg or like Tig, you know, and continue to challenge myself and do roles that people wouldn't normally see me in. You know, one thing that I come up against a lot, especially in this industry, you know, we tend to categorize and typecast people a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I like playing with those boundaries. I like pushing the envelope in that and doing things that you wouldn't normally see someone like me doing. So I'm all about that. I just want to keep surprising people.
Gosh. And I'm excited to see like where everyone else can see you next. You know what I mean?
You and me both.
Yeah. I mean, heck,
no one's more excited book about that than my pocketbook.
Hey, the guest book, obviously, you know, online, iTunes, Best of Me, listen to it now. But where can people find you on social media?
On social media, both my Twitter and my Instagram, where the, not hashtags, what do you call them?
Handles.
I'm 1,000 years old. I'm super cool on Venmo. Actually, you can just Venmo me at Carly Gibson as well.
Hey.
If you want to keep the party going.
There we go.
Just at Carly Gibson is where you can find me on both Twitter and Instagram. I don't Snapchat because I don't get it.
No, it's okay. I stopped it, too.
Oh, it just, the filters are clutch, but, like, once that happens, I don't know if I just, like, gave up my PIN number. It's all very confusing.
It changed so quickly, it felt like.
It's so many things.
But, yeah.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
I get very overwhelmed. Now I know how my grandma felt when, we, like, we got the internet. And I was like, Grandma, this is awesome. And she was like, I don't, it does not compute.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us. I wish we could just, like, chat it up. But you are welcome back anytime.
Thanks so much, Amy.
Thank
Amy
you so
and
much.
Steve.
Oh, my God. You said that? Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. And thank you guys so much for watching Mini Spotlight. I am your host, Amy Cassandra Martinez, and you guys can find me on all social media at Amy Cassandra MTZ. And we'll see you guys later. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.